KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Bay Area, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now. First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, yes. 2, let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Could it be? Yes, it is finally Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the weekend. Good morning, TGIF. It is Big Bay Mornings checking in live on your radio. Listen, I don't want to start the show off by being like a Debbie Downer here, but anyone else feel like this was the longest week ever?
No. Felt like it flew by. This week flew by.
See? Anyone else I talk to is like, yeah, it flew by. My wife, same thing as you guys. I don't know. I felt like this week went forever and ever and ever. But it doesn't matter because we made it. Here we are. It is Friday morning. Welcome to what we're already going to call the weekend. Yay. It's Big Bay Mornings. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I think the week flew by because it was so nice outside all week. Every day when we got off the air, I immediately went outside. I took my shirt off. Yes.
Yeah, got some of that D, huh? Some of that vitamin D.
Yes, I definitely got the vitamin D, a lot of it this week. So I loved this week. This week was amazing.
Awesome. Well, good to hear. Producer Art, how did you wake up feeling today?
I woke up feeling amazing today. Super excited for the weekend. I'm going to the DMV after work because my license is expired. And
You can do that online.
You can't do that now because of the real ID thing. If I'm going to get that, you got to go in with like passports, all that jazz. So I've been riding dirty for like 2 days since my birthday. Expired license.
Do you have a passport?
I do. I have that with me.
So why don't you just use that?
Yeah.
Because if I get pulled over, I still have an expired driver's license.
No. You can get your driver's license updated online and use your passport to travel, even though you're not traveling anywhere.
Right, but to get the real ID, you have to go in now. Trust me.
What he's saying is you don't need a real ID. You have a passport. You don't need a real ID to travel.
I don't want to go to the DMV twice.
He's so difficult. Just forget it. Turn his mic off. It's too early. You can't explain anything to this guy.
Well, listen, we got a big show today. Of course, Secret Sound, $2,500 in that jackpot. You could win that at 8:20 this morning. We got Big Money Minute we're about to play. It is Friday, meaning we're going to be doing Text the Truth, whereas basically your time to confess to whatever you want. You can stay anonymous, of course. And if you have something you want to get off your chest right now, text it in. We'll start reading these things. 888-456-9970. Of course, we go down home with your mom, Ginger, at about 6:45. And lots of new music today. Justin Bieber dropped some new music last night. Sam Smith is back with a hot one. So we'll give it to you all today on Big Bay Mornings. But let's kick it off with a little flashback. How about The Weeknd, The Hills? Get us ready for The Weeknd. Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now. TGIF, Lego.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Katie. Good morning, Katie, and happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. What's going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Not much, actually. I think we're staying home, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, you've been happy for the last 6 months, then.
That is what we do these days, Katie. All right, well, let's see if we can slide you $1,000 for your weekend. Maybe get you some, I don't know, some food delivery or whatever you want to do. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you will win the money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What two colors are used to make purple?
Blue and red.
True or false? Great white sharks can be found in the Pacific Ocean.
True.
What is the square root of 100?
10.
Spell harass.
H-A-R-R-A-S-S.
What does MVP stand for?
Most valued player.
What is the name of the football team from Philadelphia?
Eagle.
Who sang the song I Will Always Love You from the movie The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Rafiki is a character from which Disney movie?
Lion King.
Name Princess Diana's two sons.
Pass.
Mount Kilimanjaro can be found on what continent?
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Time ran out.
You were super close today, Katie. Super close. I'm going to give you one. I know. I'm going to give you one, and then you only miss two. So let's go through them. Blue and red make purple. Yes, great white sharks can be found in the Pacific Ocean. The square root of 100 is 10. I actually looked this up because I also thought it was spelled with two R's. But no, it's H-A-R-A-S-S.
Okay.
And you put two R's. I thought I would have spelled it the exact same way.
It's funny. I just went to dictionary.com to confirm that, too, because I was like, wait, was she right? And we have it wrong, but no.
Yep. MVP is most valuable player. I'm going to give you that. You said valued, I think, but whatever. Close enough. The name of the football team in Philadelphia, the Eagles. Ugh, I hate that team. Whitney Houston saying, I will always love you in The Bodyguard. Written by?
Dolly Parton.
Thank you. Rafiki is in The Lion King. William and Harry, that's the one you passed on.
William
Those
and
are,
Harry.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
That's Diana's two sons. And yes, Mount Kilimanjaro is on Africa. You got 8 out of 10.
All right, Katie. Well, no $1,000 this time around, but we appreciate you waking up and playing with us and listening. And you and the fam have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you guys too.
All right, bye, Katie.
Bye.
We'll take a quick pause. We'll come back. Your 630 Dirty is on the way.
Got something to tell us?
Hello.
Call us 888-456-9970.
Oh, you could definitely pick up the phone and call. Or if you feel more comfortable texting, you could text us the truth. 888-456-9970. Of course, we do it every Friday. It's your opportunity to confess to whatever's been weighing on you. So hit us up right now. And we did already ask for them earlier, and we got a few coming in here. 408 said, I have a friend who literally always goes on and on about every sad detail of her life, especially about her horrible relationship with her husband. What she doesn't know is that when we are on the phone, I put it on speaker and walk away, and I do stuff around the house. And every now and then, I'll walk back into the room and just go, uh-huh, wow, can't believe it. So sorry. What a good friend.
Oh, my God, that's me when I talk to Art.
Not even listening. Oh, my gosh.
That's fun. Okay, I think we all have one of those friends, so I think that's really funny that you do that.
Yeah, it is. Well, I had a friend of mine that I was hanging out with yesterday, very, very safely, outside on the deck, and he loves this bit we do on the air, and so I asked him, I said, hey, you got any truths that you want me to read on the air, anonymously, although I guess it's not so anonymous if he's listening with his girlfriend right now, but he said, yeah, that lately, during quarantine, instead of having relations with her, I'm just enjoying more with myself.
Oh,
I like to just take care of myself instead of doing that. And I said, I think that's completely normal. I mean, there's got to be a balance, but that's normal, right? Sometimes you just want to be with yourself, right?
Listen, it's the safest thing you can do. So I would never say that's a bad thing.
And it's definitely better than the alternative. You're not cheating. You're not going out there looking for somebody else.
No, you're by yourself.
There it is. So I told him that's all good. It's all good. Keep them coming, baby. 888-456.
What? That's what you told him? That's what you told him? Good Lord, y'all had a good time yesterday.
Oh. 630 Dirty is on the way. We've got new Bieber we'll play for you. Plus, this is a crazy story. One of the stars of Netflix's most popular shows was arrested and slapped with some major charges yesterday. We'll go through it next. Hang on.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the Dirty.
Headlines.
Another day of pretty clean air. Most of the Bay will have good to moderate air today, so still get out there and enjoy it while you can. And after 30 days of spare the air alerts, we now have two straight days without one.
Dude, and I gotta tell you, after the last 3 days working in my yard, I got a tan. I mean, I am tan over here. Well, red.
Looking like a tomato. The rich are only getting richer during the pandemic. So the country's 643 billionaires have racked up almost $900 billion combined since March.
And most of that is going to Jeff Bezos, right?
Yes, it is indeed. We talked about that a while ago. I mean, he's basically doubled his worth since the start of the pandemic Listen, I know my wife and I are helping contribute to that. It feels like there's a package from Amazon arriving every single day to our house.
And it's kind of worth it. I mean, with the free shipping, and then you get Amazon TV and music. I mean, a lot comes with it, so I don't mind paying the guy.
It should be noted, though, that more than 50 million Americans have lost their jobs since the start of the pandemic. Something seems off here. And we know that everyone is enjoying food more these days.
Well, some of us more than others. Let's be honest, Benny.
And with that, we're gaining weight. The average American has gained at least 6 pounds since March. And a new study showed that nearly 70% of people are indulging in comfort food more often.
You better get on that squeeze.com, y'all.
Here are our top three comfort food choices. Ice cream, hamburgers, and pizza.
Did you ever get your hamburger yesterday? I know you kept saying you were going to order one.
I did. I got a double cheeseburger from Gotts.
Double?
Yeah, double from Gotts. And only to find out today is National Cheeseburger Day, so maybe I have to get one today, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Gotts is good. You just put an idea in my head.
But listen, I do want to say this. It is no secret that I've gained some serious weight, but you know what? I've decided it's okay. It's not forever, exactly. And if food is something that is comforting you right now, I say fine. Go for it. Seriously. I mean, but you have to be able to laugh about it. Like, I was in bed last night looking at my belly, and I was kind of laughing about it. Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, but Vanessa was looking at your breasts. She was
laughing
at those,
too. Yeah, those, too. Yeah. But listen, I know I'll get back in shape at some point. But for now, I'm going to keep eating that pasta, baby.
Sassy sports.
Well, no matter how old you get, there's always one person that can put you in your place. I know it's true for me, Benny. Who is it?
Mama.
That's right. It's always our moms. An NBA great, Shaquille O'Neal, who makes his living now fighting with Charles Barkley on TNT as an NBA analyst, told Jimmy Fallon this week that it was their mothers who settled a fight that the two of them had on the court back when they played.
But as soon as I get to the locker room, the Houston security guard comes on the phone. So on two-way, it was my mom and Charles Barkley's mom. And I was like, hello? She's like, this is Charles' mom, and your mom's on the phone, too. And I was like, yes, ma'am, how are you? She said, y'all need to stop. I already talked to Charles. He's going to meet you in the hallway. Y'all need to stop and hug. We don't want y'all fighting in front of your kids. Y'all stop that. So, yes, ma'am.
Can you imagine?
I love that. That's awesome. Shout out to moms.
If we ever get in a big fight on the air, hopefully your mom will call and be like, Greg, Benny, I got you on three-way. And we all have that one celebrity who is our weakness. I know that you would not be able to concentrate if Eva Mendez walked into the studio, Benny.
Mm-hmm. Eva. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Get it right.
Well, here's who threw Shaquille O'Neal off his game.
I'm a pretty good player, but certain things make me great. For example, one time I was playing against the New York Knicks, and I'm at the free throw line, and I see this girl walking down the aisle, and I'm like, she looks like, oh my God, it is Halle Berry. I call a timeout, and I go to the bench. I say, Halle Berry's at the game. Anybody shoot besides me, I'm punching you in your face. Halle Berry is here to watch me play the game. Give it to them. That was one of my best games I ever had.
Halle Berry!
All right, well, Benny, if Eva, or whatever her name is, ever walks in the studio, you got her. You don't have to punch me in the face. I'm going to let you have her. And the 49ers will look for their first win this weekend versus the Jets in New York. Now, if they don't win this one, it's going to be a long season. Kickoff is at 10 a.m. And Raiders fans, you've got the weekend off. Vegas will open their new stadium against Drew Brees and the Saints on Monday Night Football. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If
they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Jerry Harris, who is the star of the Netflix docuseries Cheer, was arrested yesterday and charged in federal court with producing explicit videos with underage children.
This breaks my heart. I mean, he was such a shining light on that show, and just to hear this is so sad.
It looks like Disney's decision to put Mulan on Disney Plus and charge $30 for it was a great business decision. About 30% of households with a Disney Plus subscription bought the movie, which made Mulan bring in $260 million in the first 2 weeks.
Wow. You know what? This sets up a whole new business model.
Yeah, a terrible one.
Well, now, terrible for you. You're going to be paying $30 for a movie.
Now we have to pay for a movie to watch on a streaming service we're already paying for. And I don't know. I'm not down with it.
Well, if you can't go to the movies right now, I guess they need to rake in that money. You know, Disney, they don't have a lot of money. So.
And the Biebs is back. Last night, Justin Bieber dropped new music. The song is called Holy, and it features Chance the Rapper.
I can't explain it the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy.
I gotta say, though, this is my favorite line from Chance the Rapper.
I'm a believer. My heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci got a shout out, baby.
You love gangster movies.
Bieber also put out a great video to go along with the song. It's definitely worth a watch today when you have a few moments. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Ready to start the show.
Big Bay Mornings. With Benny and Greg.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the day. Are you ready for some more Text the Truths?
Oh, my God. I love this segment because our listeners are so honest. We won't say your name, but we do have your number, so we know who you are.
It is, of course, your opportunity to confess to something, anything that you would like. And, yes, we will keep you anonymous. 415, texting in saying, my husband thinks that I take super long showers and take forever to get ready. But what he doesn't know is that there are just times that I lock myself in the bathroom, turn on the water, and just sit there having me time.
I feel like you would do this, Benny.
I do this. She says, I take care of the kids 95% of the time. It's the only time he actually does anything, so I take advantage and stay in there as long as I can. I think that's great. Bring in your iPad, watch a little Netflix on the toilet, and just hang out.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even using the restroom. You're just sitting on the toilet to watch TV. I mean, it's true. If you've got kids, they need your attention constantly. So you need one room. But I will tell you, from being around John's kids all those years, the bathroom is the place they so want to get into. When you're in there, Sadie would never leave you alone. Ever. It would be like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, Sadie, I'm pooping. Leave me alone.
650 texting in saying, once I pretended I was so depressed to get into group therapy session with my crush, but then I ended up in the wrong group therapy session, so the whole thing was pointless.
Well, therapy never hurt anyone.
Oh, my God. True. I followed up with this person and asked, well, what group therapy session did you get into? And she said it was with a bunch of old people.
Well, did you find a new crush in that session?
Yeah. Oh, man, what a disappointment. You think a hot guy's going to be in there, and then there's Grandpa.
All right, keep them coming to 888-456-9970, and we'll read them throughout the morning because we are getting ready to play the Big Money Minute. 10 questions worth $1,000 if you could answer them all correctly in the minute. So make sure you get registered at 997now.com, and then we could be calling your phone in the next 3 minutes. Be here.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Jada. Good morning, Jada. Welcome to Big Money Minute.
Hey, good morning, Big Bay. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It is the most festive day around here.
What's happening with you? What's going on? You on your way to work?
I'm on my way to work.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can send you to work with an extra $1,000, Jada. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you are going to win the money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What place is called the happiest place on Earth?
Disneyland.
When is American Independence Day?
4th of July.
Which artist sings the songs Umbrella and Rude Boy?
Rihanna.
If X plus 25 equals 100, what is X?
35.
Spell business.
B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S.
Athens is the capital of what country? Hello? Jada? Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
Oh, hello? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Athens is the capital of what country?
What was that?
Athens is the capital of what country?
Greece.
Chemophobia is the fear of what?
Blood.
In texting terms, what does IRL mean?
IRL? I don't know.
Okay. I was going to give you 2 extra seconds, but if you don't know that one, we're not going to get there. We still have 2 more. All right, shall we go through them and see how she did?
Let's go through them. Had you known that 8th one, we might have let you keep going. But here we go. The happiest place on earth, Disneyland. American Independence Day is July the 4th. It is Rihanna that sings Umbrella and Rude Boy. If X is 75, if 70, or if X plus 25 equals 100. Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. Athens is the capital of Greece. Hemophobia is the fear of blood. And IRL, that means in real life.
In real life.
Yeah, I don't know that. Sorry.
Not one I use.
I only know it because of my daughter. Otherwise, I would have no idea. Well, thank you, Jada, for waking up and listening to us. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody this morning? I know you listen...
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my coach, Mike, and Brian, and my husband, Duke.
Awesome. All right, Jada, have a fantastic day, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Love you back. I also see, you know, when you sign up at 997now.com to play Big Money Minute, you answer a couple of questions so we can get to know you a little bit. And one of the questions is, what is your favorite part about Big Bay Mornings? And Jada answered, when Greg and Benny give producer Art a hard time. It's freaking hilarious.
Well, it's not my favorite part.
Oh, my God. Well, she must love this show then, because we do that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there he is. Well,
good morning.
That's me. Hi, good morning.
Let's hold him.
Oh, you want, rock him up, baby.
Oh, you want me to hold you?
I would, yeah. I want some tenderness from you.
Somebody else asked why Art always calls us babe. I don't really know the answer to that. Why do you do that?
It kind of slipped out one time, and I was like, aw, babe. And it's just kind of stuck now.
Hey, I forgot to tell you this, Art. I was going to tell you off the air, but since we're here, I'm going to tell you on the air. I posted a video yesterday on my IG, at Radio Benny, and it was part of our Facebook Live when my dog Callie started biting my hand off at the end.
Yeah.
But somebody left a comment and said, Art is so cute.
Aw, babe.
Heart eye emoji.
Wow.
And then I said, oh, I click on it. His name's Danny. And he has a bear emoji in his
of
bio.
Of course. I told you. Of course. Thank you for that.
I told you, appreciate men it. Never hit on me. They always hit on Art.
Oh, it's going to be a good day. I feel it, everybody. We're coming right back.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
All right, let's jump into your Friday morning soundcheck. So YouTube and TikTok star Andrew Huang put together a video that shows that every weekend song uses the same 4 notes. In the video, he plays a keyboard along with a series of the weekend songs to illustrate his point. Check it out. I get it. First of all, I love The Weeknd. I'm not hating on The Weeknd. But, I mean, you could do that with probably 90% of pop artists. No?
Right. Yeah, for sure. You could do that with every artist.
They're singing the same 4 notes. A 5th grader at an Orlando school was asked to remove his Hooters-themed face mask while at school because it violated the school's dress code. Of course, with it being Florida, his father lost his mind and went on TV demanding his son be allowed to wear a Hooters mask at school and explained why the place is really just a great place for dessert.
The principal told me it was deemed offensive to women and inappropriate. There's nothing inappropriate about this mask. We go there as a family. We eat there. I mean, our favorite thing there is what, the chocolate cake?
Yeah.
They have the best chocolate cakes.
He's talking about different kinds of cake.
Hello, cake.
I don't know.
We go there with the family. The whole family.
What? I go there with my mom. She likes it. Huh? She loves Hooters. My mom loves Hooters.
I mean, the chicken wings are great. Yeah. Well, Mel, we went not too long ago. Remember we went, was it at the Great Mall? No, where was the Hooters?
No, it was at Tan Fran. We went.
Tan Fran.
Yeah, we went afterward. And I'm sorry, I love their chicken wings.
just think that's hilarious.
Would you bring your family there, though, and your kids?
I wouldn't bring my kids, but I'm a kid and my mom. I mean, I'm my mom's kid, and okay. We go together. Right. I mean, it's my mom's favorite thing, chicken wings, beer, and football. I mean, all three you can find at Hooters.
There it is. Kygo has been remixing classic songs lately, and he's back with another one. This time, he remade Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. Here it is. Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Yeah, turn it up. I need some hot stuff, all right. Baby, tonight. Yeah. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have some love tonight. I need hot so good. Stuff.
It is so good. They should go to Hooters if you want some hot stuff.
It's got that Kygo remix to it. That is out now. And I've been waiting weeks to be able to play this for you. Sam Smith is back with a new song called Diamonds. And it is hot, hot, hot. And Greg, I want you to watch the music video. And then please recreate it this weekend at home. Will you do that for me?
Well, let me look and see what it is.
He's doing ballet all around his home. I think you should jam out to the song and record yourself doing ballet in your living room. Good with that?
I mean, yeah, actually, I am.
Okay. And actually, you know what? Can we just play the entire thing, please? It's so good. We're going to give it to you right now. Sam Smith, Diamonds. It's at 99.7 now. Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl. Hello.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We are great. It's Friday. We're feeling good. How are you, Ginger?
I'm great, too.
Mom, are you preparing for the wedding of the century?
I'm ready, nearly.
Yeah. So it's Saturday, right? Is your granddaughter's big wedding?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday. And listen to this, right in the middle of the Dallas Cowboys game, Benny. If I did something like that, I would be excommunicated.
You know what? She was told it could not be during deer season and football season.
Yeah, it couldn't be during deer season either, Benny. When is deer season, Mom? Is it now or no?
Some of it is. There's bow.
Oh, you can shoot them with a bow, but not a gun.
Not yet. Then they have early season, which is for kids. So
for kids?
Can you imagine you in Texas, you have kids killing deer season?
Yes.
Well, I did see a photo that your son shared with me of your outfit for the wedding.
Gregory?
What? Is this your outfit?
He was about to have a nervous breakdown about what I was wearing. He kept asking me.
Well, I want to know what you're wearing to the wedding.
Yeah. Do you want to know how he described it? He called it Carol Baskin-ish.
I know. That's what he told me, and I said, yeah, I'm going to get flowers in my hair.
Yeah, when you come to San Francisco.
Well, Mom, is your first husband missing?
Could be. He might be.
Oh, yeah, you know, I wasn't around, Mom. You could have a husband before Dad that I don't know about that you got rid of.
That's true. I could.
Benny, I showed you the face mask even is leopard print. So she's got it. The whole thing. I wonder what Dad is going to wear. I bet you cowboy boots.
I told him about a month he better get it together now. So he did take his suit to the cleaners and his nice blue shirt. He's got it all ready. Then I told him yesterday, I said, okay, you have 4 days to do this. And if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. What is that? I said, I want those eyebrows trimmed. Haircut. Nose out of the hair.
Hair out of the nose.
Whatever. And if you don't do it, then I'm going to do it. And I showed him a butcher knife, so.
Oh, you are Carol Baskin.
So, we'll see what happens.
Oh, man. Hey, so yesterday, Ginger, we were asking parents, like, what is something you allow or have allowed your kids to do that others might frown upon? So, is there anything growing up that you allowed Greg to do?
I let him go out and play when it was ice cold and snowy and rainy and whatever, hot. And most people would make him stay in the house.
Mom, there's something else I can name right off the top of my head.
What?
Y'all let us have a little baby beer at the smoke pit.
That's legal, too. If you take your kids with you, you can buy them a beer.
Yeah, if they're 15, we were 4.
Well, wait. You had to get broke in.
Even at 15, that's legal? Or was?
Yeah, it still is. If it's your kid, you can take them in the bar.
What?
Yeah, in Texas.
And my dad used to take my brothers. He'd say, if you work like a man, you can drink like a man.
This is all over Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not a thing here.
Well, you need to change the laws or move to Texas. You can kill a deer. Kill a deer and go to the bar.
With your kid.
When you're 15.
With Alyssa. It is a different life out there. One day when this COVID is over, I'm coming in. I want to come visit.
Well, I'll take you to the bar.
Like your style.
All right, well, have an amazing time at the wedding. I want to hear full report and get lots of pictures.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ginger.
Love you. Bye.
Let's get this thing started off right.
Please welcome Big Bay Morning.
And please welcome Friday. Yeah. We made it. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for waking up and turning on Big Bay Mornings as we give you some more of Text the Truth. It's your opportunity to confess to anything you would like. And of course, you can remain anonymous, but the juicier, the better. Text us 888-456-9970. Let's go through a few of these we have gotten this morning. Let's see. I've lectured my kids for losing something that I know full and well that I threw away. Oh, that's kind of mean. Threw away the action figure and you yelled at them for it.
That is mean. I bet you, though, parents blame their kids for a lot of things that they do.
Well, you know, I always blame Alyssa, my daughter, for eating the chips and such that I finish. And then my wife gets all mad, like, who finished the Doritos? I'm like, Alyssa, I saw her with the bag.
But does she not defend herself when she gets yelled at for it?
Oh, she does. Oh, for sure. Okay. She said, Dad's lying. Don't listen to Dad. I get rid of my fiance's clothes that I don't like. And when he asks me about them, I tell them that they're at the cleaners or they're in the wash. And then a few weekends go by and he just forgets about them and never asks me again. I'll tell you what. I know my wardrobe. I would remember for sure. Like, I'm missing that black tee that I wear every day.
Well, you remember who told us that she used to get rid of her husband's khaki pleated pants all the time and he would just go and buy new ones. Sarah Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh's wife, came on our show to defend herself after I said, Sarah, you have to do something about these ugly pants he wears. And she said, I do. I throw them out and then he goes and buys new ones at Walmart.
Hey, so I was reading, speaking of, because those are just terrible and don't wear those. But you know what else I've been hearing is out of style are cargo shorts.
They've been out of style.
Right.
They never were in style.
Yes, they were. But now, if you go to, like, I was on Macy's website and H&M yesterday, and, like, all the new arrivals, they're all cargo shorts.
No.
So are they coming back?
But wait, where did you say? Old Navy?
No, I said Macy's and H&M. Okay, basically the same thing.
Okay, I wouldn't get my fashion from either one of those two stores.
I don't know. H&M thinks they're, you know, they think they're fashion forward there. I mean, again, they're cheap clothes.
I don't mind H&M, but I wouldn't say they're, you know, the cutting edge. You get the cutting edge clothes at Macy's.
All right, well, then I'll cancel my order that I just got for a couple pair of cargo shorts.
And the problem with cargo shorts is the guys that wear them like three sizes too big, and they're all like slouching down. It's just not a cute look.
I have to read one more. Listen to this text that just came in. I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They don't know about each other. I just found out that I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God!
And I guess she's about to find out about him now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't really tell the girlfriend that it's her baby.
Yeah. I don't think it works that way.
No, you got me pregnant.
Can you please follow up with us once you break the news? We've got to hear how this ends. OMG.
Please record it and send it to us. It'll be the clip of the day. Big Bay Mornings, clip of the day.
All right, well, let's talk about $1,000 for you as you head into the weekend. Of course, I'm talking about the Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you have signed up on our website, we could be calling you next because we're about to play that. And then in 16 minutes from now, we are playing The Secret Sound, and there is $2,500 in that jackpot. Stick around. We got lots of money to give you this morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Brenda. What's up, Brenda? TGIF.
Thank goodness for Friday.
No. You are in a... You are in good spirits. You'll be in better spirits if you can score this $1,000, girl.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Brenda, good luck. We'll play the game and then we'll chat afterwards. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Paul Walker and Vin Diesel co-starred in which movies?
Fast and Furious.
Happy and Grumpy are dwarfs from what movie?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
What state is nicknamed the Garden State?
New York.
Who directed the movie Django Unchained?
Pass.
What does DMV stand for?
Pass.
Spell existence.
E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E.
Which clothing store did Kanye West sign a deal with this year?
Gap.
What month is Hanukkah in?
December.
Which two planets in our solar system begin with the letter M as in Mary?
Mars and Mercury.
What is 38 divided by 2 minus 8?
38 divided by 2. And what's the last part?
Minus 8.
10.
Who directed Django Unchained?
3, 2, 1. Oh, let's go.
All right, let's go through them. You did all right. Don't be frustrated. Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, they starred in Fast and the Furious movies together. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, absolutely. The Garden State is New Jersey. New York is the Empire State. Yes.
Okay.
It was Quentin Tarantino that directed Django Unchained. DMV, that's the Department of Motor Vehicles. Existence, you spelled correctly. DMV. And yes, The Gap. Okay. You knew that. You got your Kanye West trivia right. Hanukkah is in December, and 32 divided by 2 minus 8 is actually 11.
Damn it.
Aw, well, thank you for playing with us this morning. What's going on for the weekend, Brenda?
We are camping right now. We're having a good time in the woods.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Which woods? Where are you at?
We are in Nevada City at In-Town Campground. It is the glamping capital tent place of the world.
That is awesome. Yeah, glamping. That's my style. If I'm doing
me too.
I'm glamping, baby.
Four seasons.
Are you in the tent? Well, I mean, that's fun. That's fun for a day. Then I'd like more of a glamping. How's the air quality?
It's good. It's not bad. We were really nervous. We thought we might have to cancel, but it's actually decent, so we can't cry.
Awesome. Well, you and the fam have a great time. Enjoy it, and we'll talk again soon.
I will play next time. Next time. I'm going to get it. It's not DMV. It's DMV.
DMV. DMV. Yes, it is DMV.
It still sounds like DMV.
Well, I apologize. Bye, Brenda. Have a great day. You're going to the DMV today, aren't you, Producer Art?
Yep, right after the show. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to go to the DMV ever, especially now. It's probably a huge line outside.
You know what they do? It's right down the street here. They have cars lined up. You, do it in your car. So the cars are blocking all the traffic.
Oh, you don't have to get out of your car?
I don't think so.
And the bonus is there's an In-N-Out right there as well. Right
yeah, next to baby.
It. Right next to it, baby.
You know he'll hit that up before and after.
Yeah. Sure. Ooh, can't wait.
All right, hey, we're coming right back. We're going to jump right into the secret sound. Of course, there's $2,500 in that jackpot. We'll play you the sound. We'll give you another clue, and then we'll look for caller 9. Make sure you are here in 5 minutes.
Let's go.
To our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union for making Secret Sound happen. $2,500 is in the jackpot. Now, let's go over some incorrect guesses. And you can also go to our website anytime, 997now.com, and you can see all the guesses so you don't repeat any. But yesterday, we had a bill counter, incorrect. Dominoes falling, incorrect.
Correct.
Wind up teeth chattering. That is
incorrect.
A good guess. Incorrect, but that's a good guess. Here is the sound. Nope. There you go. That does sound like the wind-up teeth chattering for sure, like on the desk. Just going all around.
But that's not it.
Do you know it? call us now. Caller 9, hit us up, 888-456-9970. And, of course, we will give you another clue as well right after this song and take your guess. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Margie in South City is caller number 9. What's up, Margie?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're amazing. It's Friday. How are you?
I know. Same. Yeah, great. I'm excited for the weekend.
Yes, yes. Well, let's see if we can slide you into the weekend with $2,500. Here is your secret sound. And we'll give you yet another clue.
I'm something.
Okay. What's going on over there?
Yeah,
the
what's happening,
household?
Margie?
I'm sorry. I just did it. Go ahead.
Okay, here's your clue. I'm something you might do in Scotland.
Sounds like art.
Oh. Is art with you right now? Is that art crying?
Hi.
All right. Hold on one more time just so we can make sure we hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm something you might do in Scotland.
I'm something you might do in Scotland. All right, Margie, for $2,500, what do you think the secret sound is?
I think it's continuously turning a socket ratchet to tighten a bolt.
Hmm. Okay. Is that the secret sound, Producer Art?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
It is not the secret sound, Margie.
Darn.
But we'll play again next hour, and you and the family have a fantastic weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. So 920, we put another $100 in the jackpot. So $2,600 will be up for grabs next hour.
All right. Oh, wake up.
Really awesome. Hey.
The morning comes.
I like Benny.
Big Bay Mornings.
99.7 now.
We had to give you a little California love. We had to give you a California anthem on a Friday morning here in the Bay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the weekend. It is Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. Speaking of California love, you know that's my dog, Callie's anthem, Greg. I always play that song and she shakes it. Shake it, Callie.
Does she shake it?
Shake it, Callie.
We did a Facebook Live yesterday. We do those every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 o'clock. You can watch on our Facebook page at 99.7. But she made an appearance yesterday.
She did. I think she was the star of the Facebook Live. And then she nearly took my hand off at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were doing something to her, and she didn't like it, so she tried to bite you.
I was holding her paws, and I was having her wave bye to everybody. Bye! She didn't like it.
She did not like that at all.
You can see it, though. We leave the lives up there on the Facebook page, so if you missed it, you can go watch it anytime on the 99.7 Now Facebook page. We are set to play The Secret Sound in 18 minutes. $2,600 is in the jackpot. So what I would do now, if you can, go to our website, look at all the previous guesses, make sure you know them so you don't waste a guess repeating one, and then at 9:20 we'll look for caller 9 and take your guess. And of course, in just a couple of minutes, we will continue to give you some of the truths. Text the truth. It is where you text us whatever you want, something you want to get off your chest. You can remain anonymous. Of course, the juicier the better. Hit us up, 888-456-9970, and we will read some in a couple of minutes.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings
on the radio.
Text the truth to 888-456-9970. 4 and 5 just wrote in. I literally just cut my toenails at my desk, and I lost a few of the clippings.
Oh, that is disgusting. You can't do... I don't even do that in my house. I do it outside.
Yep, absolutely. I do, too. And I'll catch my daughter from time to time doing it in her room. I'm like, bring that outside.
Yeah.
Because everyone loses clippings. You're not going to collect them all. So then, yeah, one's just... across the room, you find later on.
That's what the vacuum's for.
No, but then you step on a barefoot and they cut your foot open.
But at home is one thing. At work, absolutely under no conditions can you cut your toenails or nails.
Because I'm guaranteeing you, they're flying into your cube mate's salad, probably. She's over there trying to eat her salad, and one's flying over there into her food.
I cut my toenails, or not my toenails, but my regular nails in the studio just yesterday.
That's disgusting.
I did it right into the garbage can.
Why, though?
That's why we're never coming back.
Why would that go through your head to do that at work?
They were bothering me in the moment. Like, I couldn't type right, and so I had to cut them.
He's going to be shaving his chest in the studio next.
You're going to look in the Zoom and see Sal's probably going to be trimming his back for him.
Another text here. So I'm wondering, do any other parents purposely beat their kids?
What?
Now, I went on. I read the rest of it. That's not what she means. I'm wondering if any other parents purposely beat their kids. She's talking about in games.
Okay. Oh, my God. I was like, we're calling the police on you.
My kid hates to lose. She's only 4, but super competitive. So sometimes to get her mad, I'll just beat her instead of letting her win. She said life lessons are being taught here at home. That's true, actually. Yeah. Can't let them win all the time.
I know. I'm really competitive, too, and it was really hard for me to let, like, Levi win at games and stuff. You know, I mean, he's only 5, but I still don't want to lose.
510 said, my coworker does not know this, but whenever she brings her lunch to the office and I think it's something that looks good, I will steal some of it, but not all of it. She said, for example, last week she brought in 2 slices of pizza from Zachary's, and I ate 1 and left her 1. She still knows somebody's taking her food.
I would be, number 1, furious. Number 2, I would set up a camera in that kitchen at work and find out who is stealing my food, especially pizza. I love leftover pizza.
I don't think I trust my coworkers enough to eat their food. I'm not gonna take any of Art's food that he has in the refrigerator.
You know what I would do? If somebody was doing that to me, I would bring in food that was either I did something gross to it, or I would put like something super hot on it. And then when they ate it,
That's not a bad idea, actually. All right, we're going to take a quick pause here. We're coming back. And, of course, you know what time it is. Secret Sound. We've got $2,600 in the jackpot. You could win all the money at 920B right here.
Yeah, baby!
It's back.
Anna Tran from San Francisco.
That is the Secret Sound.
Melissa in Novato. You just won
$5,000.
The 99.7 Now $5,000. Secret Sound.
Opening a bag of chips.
Talking a full stick.
Win up to $5,000.
Sounds like high heels walking.
$2,600 for you.
There's only 2 rules. You have to live in the Bay. Yay! And you have to listen. The $5,000 Secret Sound. You got this.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
And we're playing with Jennifer in Roner Park. She is caller number 9. Happy Friday, Jennifer.
Happy Friday.
When you were on hold, could you hear us singing? We were jamming out.
No.
Okay, good, because we're not good singers.
Well, you were saying that was, you would always play that Kanye Stronger when you were running marathons, huh, Greg?
Yes, I would. About mile 16, I would just put that on repeat and just keep going and going. I loved it.
That is a great workout song. Remember Kanye when you made music like that? Poor guy. All right, Jennifer. Well, let's see if we could get you $2,600. You just have to identify the secret sound, and this is that sound. And what is another clue we could add to the list?
Have you ever known Bill to be fair?
Okay. Have you ever known Bill to be fair? Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer. What do you think the secret sound is?
Well, those clues make it really hard, but I'm going to go with what I originally thought. I think it is one of those plastic kids' toys that are the hands flapping back and forth.
Well, Nev, the plastic kid toys that are the hands.
On the stick, and you wave it back and forth.
Okay. Yep.
I know what you're saying. Producer Art, is that the secret sound?
So sad. I'm so sorry, Jennifer.
That is not the secret sound. But the good news is you can, of course, call back to play again at 1220, and the jackpot grows even more. So now it's going to be $2,700 in that, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. So, yes, 1220, you will get to play again for $2,700. Greg and I just recorded a bonus clue that will go up online at 1020. If you have not signed up to be a Secret Sound Insider, you should do that at 997now.com because you get just that, bonus clues that you will not get over the radio. So there it is. Lots of money up for grabs for you on your Friday at Big Bay Mornings. Come on. It's 997 Now, Big Bay Mornings on your radio. And our resident doctor, Dr. Bay, is going to join us here in a couple of minutes, and we'll get some coronavirus updates from him. Before that, though, brand new music. The Biebs is back. Justin Bieber teamed up with Chance the Rapper. The song is called Holy. It is a good song. The music video, even better. It's so good that it brought Art and I to tears this morning as we watched it.
Really did.
What is happening to you two?
It's a sad video. You have to watch it. You can check that out, of course, on YouTube. But here it is. Bieber, Chance, Holy at 99.7. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Big Bay Mornings. Our resident doctor, Dr. Bay, is here. Yeah!
Hey, Dr. Bay.
Glad to be here.
You know what? I mean, I wanted to ask you about this. Things keep getting more and more normal for us, and then they sort of back off, and then they get more and more normal. Let's start with that. How do you see things projecting through the rest of the year for us, you know, with the COVID and openings and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think there's going to be less pushback about wearing masks. I think people are getting kind of recognizing that when you're in a large crowd, that's just kind of what you have to do nowadays. But as far as the vaccine, I think that's going to happen. I mean, I think it's kind of crazy when you think about the fact that in bottles in different drug companies across the country, there is a vaccine right now. They're just going through drug trials and things like that, so we don't actually have access to it. But the vaccine exists, and multiple different vaccines exist. And so those are going to be available by the end of the year. I just saw something about McKesson, who's the distributor, that once these vaccines are approved, they're going to be able to start shipping them within 24 hours. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to get the vaccine right off the bat or you. It might be, you know, first going to people in old age homes. But the vaccine will be here by the end of the year.
When it does become available to the masses, will you get one, if you don't mind me asking? Because I know there's a lot of people like, I don't know if I'm going to get it right away.
Isn't that interesting how that's sort of a politically charged question? Like, who are you going to vote for? Are you going to get the vaccine? I'll get the vaccine.
I'll say I am. Okay.
I definitely am. Okay. Yeah, I really feel like that I understand enough of the process of how studies are done. I mean, I've been involved in studies before. I've written papers that deal with, like, you know, retrospective or prospective studies. I kind of have an idea of how these things go on. There's so many people involved that if you're doing something sketchy with it, there's going to be multiple whistleblowers. So I just don't think these things can happen with nobody knowing you were up to no good. So I really do feel like these are going to be really buttoned up really tight to make sure everything's done appropriately. So I have absolutely no problem getting the vaccine once it is available to me.
Now, do you know the big news, Dr. Bay, in the pop culture world?
I think I know what you're going to ask me about because I actually just wrote a blog post about it. Are you talking about 90 Day Fiancé?
No, I do want to get to that. Absolutely, I want to get to that because that was pretty crazy news. But the queens of reality, the Kardashians, are hanging it up.
Yeah, after 20 seasons, 14 years, it's unbelievable what they've accomplished. I mean, on every level of society, they've remained relevant that long. What they've done for the cosmetic surgery world, what they've done for like their momager. Just kind of every aspect of our life has been touched by the Kardashians, whether you wanted them to or not.
Now, they look very differently from when they started. Some of it you've pointed out. Listen, it's makeup, it's angles, it's this and that. But some of it, a lot of it, is cosmetic surgery that they've done. And I think they have kind of put to rest the taboo of plastic surgery because they've shown a lot of the procedures on television and we can see them. What has it done for your business?
Yeah, I mean, I know that people won't necessarily think that, you know, making cosmetic surgery more available to the masses is necessarily something that we should all be proud of or not. I mean, everybody's got their different attitude. But when it comes to cosmetic surgery, they've really made it kind of available to everybody. I think people are starting to realize that it's not just for the rich and famous, that, you know, statistically, most of the people that are getting cosmetic procedures are middle income, and it's not just for women. Men are getting it, too. But as far as my business specifically, they definitely have promoted the idea of the Brazilian butt lift, you know, people getting liposuction all around their torso, injecting that fat in their butt. They've made that something that people want to get. Now, I will tell you, though, also,
that over the course of those years that everybody is wanting to get a butt like Kim Kardashian, they're not necessarily looking to get a butt that's just really big. People are really coming in now saying that they more of like their hip dips filled in, like the side hips. They want that more of an hourglass figure. So it's not, so several years ago it was like, I want a really big butt. Now that's tapering off and that they really want just a shapely butt, a shapely figure. So the Kardashians have definitely.
They want it perky. People want it perky, yeah, now, right?
Exactly right. And whether you believe it or not, Kim Kardashian had a lot to do with that. And now, of course, the lip fillers, that was Kylie Jenner, had a lot to do with that. And even when she dissolved her lip fillers, people wanted to start dissolving their lip fillers to kind of be more natural. So they've really had an amazing effect on all aspects of aesthetic surgery.
Well, you mentioned 90 Day Fiancé. Now, that is my favorite reality show.
I still don't get it, Greg. I still don't get it, man. I respect your right to like it, though.
Thank you. My TV, my rights. Well, anyway, one of the main characters on there now, Larissa, she just did sort of a full makeover. She did the Brazilian butt lift, which is interesting because she's Brazilian, but she did it in Vegas. She did the boobs. She did her nose. She sort of made herself look like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's coming across in these articles I'm reading, is that I can't tell if she had herself wants to look like Kylie on purpose, or if that's just like TMZ is one of the people who reported on this. I can't tell if it was TMZ that says that she is looking more like Kylie, or if she said that she's purposely trying to look like Kylie. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just a kind of a clickbait title that everybody's applying to it. But she's looking more like Kylie, supposedly, because, you know, she's got butt implants, boobs, lip fillers, things like that. But she's gotten a nose job, but she still doesn't look like Kylie as far as the face. I mean, you can't really change the underlying bone structure. But again, I feel like the verdict is still out whether she's deliberately going out of her way to look like Kylie, or that's just what people think she's doing.
I'm looking at the photos right now. I think based on the before and after, that's probably where that's coming from. I could see some resemblance there of the Kylie before and then the Kylie after, and the same thing with her that I'm looking at right now. She looks good, though.
Say her name. What's her name, Benny?
Well, I don't know her name.
Larissa Los Santos. I've been trying to get Benny on the 90 Day Fiancé train forever, but
we should have a socially distanced watch party.
Well, we'll know we're in trouble when I come to you and ask. I want to look like Kylie, but who's the number one person, number one celebrity people reference? You know, maybe they don't want to look like them, but they reference, you know, her lips like blah, 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 or her nose like blah, blah, blah. Who's number one?
Well, I mean, it changes. Year to year, it changes. There was a while people wanted to have Kate Middleton's nose. There was a time when they wanted to have J-Lo's butt. Now and then they wanted to have Kim Kardashian's butt. But I will tell you, the people that are coming in, and patients do this all the time. They bring in wish picks. That is not an uncommon thing. We even, like, save that in their folder so we kind of know what they're going after. But a lot of times they'll show pictures of people from Instagram that I have no idea who they are. They're not necessarily, like, world famous or TV famous, but it's these people that are Instagram famous that I can't even tell you who they are, where they got famous from. But that's who people are increasingly coming in showing me wish picks of, or people that I can't even tell you who they are.
I'm only laughing because I know that Benny knows who all those people are.
Oh, yeah. If you go to my search page on IG, it's probably all the ones I've been looking at.
To schedule an appointment or to check out pricing, get to realdrbay.com. Thanks, Dr. Bay.
Yes, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Y'all too. Thanks for having me.